Nolte, GOP bolts to 5-point lead in NV Senate, governor races. By John Nolte on October 21, 2022. Republicans in the former Democrat state of Nevada hold 5-point leads in the state's U.S. Senate and governor races. Rasmussen Reports, one of the most accurate pollsters of the last 20 years, shows incumbent Governor Gene Sisolak trailing Republican challenger Joe Lombardo by 5 points, 42-47%. In the U.S. Senate race, incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto is also down 5 points to Adam Laxalt, 43-48%. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Laxalt has held a stubborn but steady lead over Masto for 5 weeks. The poll of polls average has him up 1.2 points. Real Clear Politics also projects the GOP will win the seat. In the governor's race, the Real Clear Politics poll of polls has shown Republican Lombardo with a steady lead for weeks. The poll of polls average has Lombardo up 1.8%. Real Clear Politics projects the GOP will win this race. Another poll of Nevada's U.S. Senate race shows the Republican Laxalt surging. Last month Laxalt was down 3 points in a Club for Growth survey. He is now up 2 points in that same poll. That's a 5-point jump. Even the far-left Politico, a propaganda site for the Democrat Party, calls the Club for Growth Nevada poll a bad sign for Democrats in critical Nevada Senate race. The bump for Laxalt represents a swing toward Republicans as concerns about the economy loom large in contrast with a Democratic summer boost in momentum over abortion rights, the far-left Politico adds. Independent voters appear to be breaking with the GOP as the November 8 election nears. Overall, in the Real Clear Politics U.S. Senate projection, Republicans are looking at a net of 3 pickups: Nevada, Georgia, and Arizona, which will give the GOP a 53-47 seat majority. New Hampshire could be the 4th pickup as that race continues to tighten. Real Clear Politics projects the GOP will net a gain of 5 governor's races: Wisconsin, Oregon, Nevada, Michigan, and Kansas. This will give the GOP 31 governors, compared to the Democrat Party's 19. New York could be another potential upset where Republican Lee Zeldin is quickly gaining on incumbent Democrat Kathy Hochul. Minnesota is already looking like an upset as incumbent Democrat Tim Walz is slipping to Republican challenger Scott Jensen. The most recent polling shows Jensen with a slim half-point lead. The race is also closing in Illinois. As Americans begin to make up their minds, the momentum is all with the Republicans. With the economy in shambles, violent crime exploding, the southern border wide open, and Democrats targeting children with gay porn, sex change operations, and drag queens, look for that momentum to increase. A reckoning is coming. Disclosure: Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.